become your favorite announcement as we detail important information and policies for the shows this weekend. For many of you, we know this is your first time visiting Alpine Valley, so we extend a very warm Wisconsin welcome to you. Before entering the theater, you and your belongings will be subject to security screening. So please don't hide anything you shouldn't in those highly suspicious bulging pockets. If you choose to refuse security screening, you may hear this sound. Flowing, follow these simple steps on your approach to the gates and the security screen checkpoints. First, tickets are electronic and must be presented on your phone or mobile device with the ScanSafe barcode showing. Screenshots, crude sketches, or trying to fool us with a barcode from a canned good won't work. Please download your tickets to your Apple or Google Wallet or to the Ticketmaster or Live Nation apps before you approach the gates. Once again, please download your tickets to the app of your choice now to avoid network congestion issues. You can connect to Wi-Fi near the gate areas by looking for the free FAN Wi-Fi network. If you have a Live Nation FastPass, please enter at gate number 1. Those with medical equipment needing to be checked should see a gate supervisor and enter for screening in our medical area near gate number 3. Next, look for signage indicating the lanes for folks with bags and those without bags, and choose your lane wisely. The only bags permitted through the gates are clear bags that are smaller than 12 by 12 by 6 in size, and small clutch-style purses or other small bags less than 4.5 by 6.5 inches. All other bags, backpacks, heavy packs, which we understand are now called belt bags or waist packs to sound more fashionable, European carry-all, satchels, and totes will not be permitted and should be returned to your vehicle at this time. Please prepare to present all bags and small blankets for inspection prior to going through the security screen checkpoint. Then must be sure you finish all of your beverages as you cannot bring them inside. When you walk through the security screen checkpoints, keep these things in mind. As you approach the checkpoints, you can keep your pants, shorts, shoes, skirts, shorts, drawers, stockings, leggings, jeggings, kilts, joggers, capris, and other items on. Please don't raise your arms and walk at a normal pace. It's going through like you're part of the Scooby-Doo episode does not mean we won't see the things you shouldn't have. Most importantly, you do not need to remove things such as cell phones, wallets, and keys from your pockets, and you can keep your bags and small leggings intact when walking through. But you will need to remove some items like eyeglass cases and your prized money. secondary security screen, and those with a very youthful appearance may be asked to show proof of age with proper photo ID. Is this show is open only to those 17 years of age or older. Please note that we are cashless inside the theater to speed up service at all concession and merchandise stands. That's right, Daddy. If you don't have a debit or credit card to use, you can seek out the free cash-to-card conversion stations located in various spots inside the theater. Now, let's go through what you can and cannot bring into the theater for the shows this weekend. Permitted items include factory-sealed or empty water bottles, small blankets, meaning that they're a reasonable size for the number of people sitting on them, costumes and headgear and helmets as long as they do not contain spike or dangerous items, small LED items and glow toys as long as they do not and will not be used in a dangerous way and are not in the prohibited items list. Permitted approved style bags and clutch purses, extra clothes, food in clear 1 gallon Ziploc bags, cell phones and binoculars. And here's what may seem like a painfully long yet not comprehensive list of items you can't bring in and shouldn't be trying to sneak in. Make sure you turn your vehicle or throw away prior to getting in line at the gates. These prohibited items include any and all cans and bottles other than factory sealed or empty water bottles, filled or empty camelbacks or hydration packs, any and all carry-in chairs, which include any inflatable chairs, sofas, hammocks, and related items. This also includes beach-style and camping chairs, lazy bird recliners, and beanbags. Any homemade nut milks, totems, hula hoops, plushies, and other inflatables of any kind. Pixel whips, which I never thought I would say on this recording. Any bags, backpacks, purses, or other carry-alls, even if they are European, other than the permitted ones which we talked about earlier. Any aerosol sprays, such as WD-40 or Aquanet, large blankets and tarps, any depictions or pictures of Ryan Seacrest, umbrellas and strollers, weapons of any kind, including but not limited to firearms, pocket knives, wallet chains, homemade shivs and shanks, pepper spray, tasers, ancient wooden spears, swords, bayonets, catapults and brass knuckles, blow torches, laser and LED pointers, any macrame wall hangings, glow sticks, anyone with the name Amber. Sorry you didn't make the cut for today, but your friends Val, Brandon, Chris, John, and Sam are cool to come in. Any noise-making devices like air horns and cowbells, even if you have a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell. Banners, flags, or signs, any peculiar fruits and vegetables like root eggs, kumquats, and jackfruits, Fireworks of any kind, including sparklers and floating lanterns, and any and all other items deemed to be unsafe by theater management. Certain technology items are not permitted in the theater today, and besides, we invite you to have real conversations with those around you. Prohibited technology items include any cameras with detachable lenses, iPads and other tablets, GoPro-style cameras, selfie sticks, which we classify as cringeworthy, and all other audio or video recording equipment. A simple rule for the day is have fun, be nice, and behave while at Alpine Valley. If you don't remember that and you interfere with the performance or others' enjoyment of the performance, you may be subject to eviction from the theater grounds at our sole discretion, and it will be noted on your permanent record. This includes behavior that's unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature, intoxication or other signs of impairment that result in irresponsible behavior, foul or abusive language or obscene gestures, failing to follow the instructions of theater staff or tour personnel, attempting to enter restricted areas, and any other objectionable conduct. Those fans with pit tickets are specialty tickets such as Deck 13, Expo Party Deck, and those with ADA accessible seats may be standing again inside the theater with a wristband being issued for these special areas. Once you've been issued a wristband, don't lose it as you won't get another one. Smoking and vaping is really bad for you and is not permitted in the pit, in all seating areas, and in all buildings at Alpine Valley. And those that choose to smoke in lawn areas must do so without disturbing or annoying those around you. While on the Alpine Valley grounds, overnight parking, vending, and the use of drones and or fireworks are all strictly prohibited, with violators being prosecuted. Once you leave the theater today, re-entry is not permitted. Only those with camping wristbands are permitted to enter the campground. Emergency exits are marked throughout the theater and lawn areas. Once you settle in, please make note of the nearest exits, emergency exits, and areas of safety for severe weather, keeping in mind that some of these exits and areas may be behind you. In the event of an emergency, remain calm and follow the instructions and announcements from any staff and tour personnel and the video boards. If you need assistance at any time, please see a uniformed crew member. Remember, your seats and blankets are not approved flotation devices. You stay classy, and we hope you enjoy today's show at Alpine.